Hi, I'm Patty. When Amy first approached me about sharing here, we were at a wedding, and my initial thought was, ooh, no thanks, and kind of run in the opposite direction. I'm just not really comfortable speaking in front of people. But in all her wisdom, she said, well, pray about it before you give me an answer. But wouldn't you know how God works and places certain people with you, I'm a little nervous here, when needed. My accountability partner, Carol, was there to encourage and support me in prayer and remind me that I have something to share with others. Right then, God had convicted me, and I thought, I can do this. Stop worrying about what other people will think and do what will be pleasing to God. When I first thought about participating in an accountability group, I was at one of our women's retreats. During a small group session, we were discussing quiet time, reading the Bible, and how hard it is to be consistent with it. I realized then that I needed some support in my walk with Christ. But it's easy to justify to yourself that I just don't have the time for it. After all, I thought, I'm a wife, a mother, I work full time, I serve at church, and attend Bible study. I don't think I can handle one more thing. And besides, I really don't have any major difficulties in my life right now. But I know as humans, we sin and often fall short of God's glory. Carol and I have been meeting for a little over a year, and it's just been a blessing. Our meetings are not real formal, but that is something that works for us. We usually meet every other week for coffee or dinner. We usually first get caught up with our daily lives, share our praises, struggles, and prayer requests. Right now, we are reading a book called Choices That Lead to Godliness. In a chapter called Friends That Sharpen, the author asks, are you encouraging your friends in God? It really convicted me to examine my relationship with friends, and it helps to discuss and reflect upon topics in the book and ways to apply God's word in my own life. Are there challenges in trying to meet regularly? Of course. Sometimes just the busyness of life gets in the way, but the numerous blessings I have received clearly outweigh it. One of the special things is developing a close friendship with a fellow Christian. I regularly get together with non-Christian friends, whom I cherish and have a great time with, but it's different meeting with a Christian sister who wants to support and help strengthen me in my relationship with Christ. I know I can share my praises and she will be genuinely happy, or my burdens and she will show compassion toward me. We can be honest, vulnerable, give advice and encouragement. It's also a blessing to see how God is working in her life. I know we are accountable to God, but it's easy to be passive and not do anything about it. But when you tell someone, hold me accountable for reading the Bible and have quiet time, you will probably do it. It is even helpful for normal, everyday annoyances you struggle with. For me, it was dealing with unwanted clutter. I had boxes of paperwork I needed to shred and just didn't want to do it. The boxes sat in a corner for a few years, and it really bugged me, but I was too lazy to do anything about it. I even tried to bribe my daughter to do it, but she wouldn't do it either. I know it seems trivial, but it was one of my many little things bothering me and getting in the way of dealing with life and therefore my relationship with Christ. I mentioned it to Carol, and she suggested doing a little at a time. So then I had no excuse and really had to do it. And praise God, I finished it. If I hadn't asked to be held accountable, those boxes would still be sitting in the corner. Accountability has also helped me grow in my faithfulness to God. I feel my prayer and quiet time are more consistent. I wanted to study a book in the Bible in more depth, learning the historical background. But it takes a lot of time and diligence, so I ask prayer for that. Also, both of us have kids ready to go off to college in a year, and it's a very daunting task figuring out where to apply and what we can afford. But in discussing it, I'm reminded to stop stressing so much and trying to control everything. After all, God knows what is best for her and has His own plan for her life. Hebrews 10:24-25 states, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another. So I really encourage you to join an accountability group. The blessings are enormous, not only for yourself, but what you can give to others. Trust that God will lead you to a group where you can develop meaningful friendships, grow closer to and rely more on God, and ultimately glorify Him. Thank you.